Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 25th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Each day we take some time in the Word of God, and kids gather from all around the world to hear the Word of God, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Before we jump into today's reading, I want to ask a favor of the parents out there. I would love for you to go to the iTunes Store or Google Play and offer up a review of the Daily Radio Bible Podcast. Your reviews really make it possible for many others to find this material, to find this content. So if you go there and make that review for us, that would be great. All right, back to our reading. God gave Jeremiah a message to write down for everyone to read. A lot of people didn't like what the message said. Would they listen to God, or would they ignore the message? From Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 4, and then on to verses 21 through 31. During the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah, the Lord gave this message to Jeremiah. Get a scroll and write down all my messages against Israel, Judah, and the other nations. Begin with the first message back in the days of Josiah, and write down every message right up to the present time. Perhaps the people of Judah will repent when they hear again all the terrible things I have planned for them. Then I will be able to forgive their sins and wrongdoings. So Jeremiah sent for Baruch, son of Neriah. And as Jeremiah dictated all the prophecies that the Lord had given him, Baruch wrote them on a scroll. The king sent Jehudi to get the scroll. Jehudi brought them to Elishama's room and read it to the king as all the officials stood by. It was late autumn, and the king was in the winterized part of the palace, sitting in front of a fire to keep warm. Each time Jehudi finished reading three or four columns, the king took a knife and cut off that section of the scroll. He then threw it into the fire, section by section, until the whole scroll was burned up. Neither the king nor his attendants showed any signs of fear or repentance at what they heard. Even when Elnathan, Deliah, and Gemariah begged the king not to burn the scroll, he wouldn't listen. Then the king commanded his son Jeremiah, Sariah son of Aziel, and Shelemiah son of Abdiel, to arrest Baruch and Jeremiah, but the Lord had hidden them. After the king had burned the scroll on which Baruch had written Jeremiah's words, the Lord gave Jeremiah another message. He said, "Get another scroll, and write everything again just as I did on the scroll King Jehoiakim burned. Then say to the king, 'This is what the Lord says. You burned the scroll because it said the king of Babylon would destroy the land and empty it of the people and animals. Now this is what the Lord says about King Jehoiakim of Judah. He will have no heirs to sit on the throne of David. His dead body will be thrown out to lie unburied, exposed to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will punish him and his family and his attendants for their sins. I will pour out on them and all the people of Jerusalem and Judah all the disasters I promised, for they would not listen to my warnings.'" How terrible. King Jehoiakim didn't like what he heard. "Stop sinning or God will punish you." So the king cut up God's message and threw the scroll into the fire. Unbelievable. But destroying the message didn't make it go away. God would still punish the king for his sins. Sometimes we pretend we can't hear or don't understand when we're being warned about doing something wrong. We can choose to ignore it, like the king, throwing it into the fire. But eventually, we'll have to face the fire. We'll have to face the consequences. And the best course of action is always to listen and obey. This is what Luke chapter 9 verse 35 says. God's voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Now there's some wise advice. Well, friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Before I let you go, though, just one more reminder to the parents out there. Would you go to iTunes and Google Play and offer up a review? Maybe it's something that you can do together with your child. All right, I'll let you go now. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.